Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, September 20th, and we are glad you are here because we are glad that we get to talk some wrestling for the next hour. Yes, the next hour. Maggie and I spoke last week after the show, and for now, we think we're going to drop the show down to an hour, and if need be, we can always go longer. We can always just kind of change it. If down the road we want to go longer, it's fine. And there's a few reasons why. It helps with algorithm for the show being right at an hour. And
it also helps me sleep.
Yeah, it helps her sleep schedule. 30 minutes is a long time, like, for her. It's a good time. Wow. All right.
It was not me this
That was
time.
Me. 30 minutes is a long time for me. Wow. That
started off with not even 1 minute in.
Yeah, not even 1 minute. Yeah, that's, I've heard that one. Anyways, Jesus, off the rails. And we already have 59 minutes to go.
God.
Yeah, welcome to Coexisting anyways. But yeah, there's a lot of different reasons, and I'll shut up now. But as I start every show, Maggie, how you doing?
You'll be fine, Rob. This is okay. I'm doing great. And I'm also lying. I'm not. I'm really sleepy. I just want to go to bed. I had a really meh shift today, but I got to go out to have dinner with one of my closest friends this Wednesday. We had spaghetti. We had pasta carbonara. And then we went back to my bar, and it was really, really boring. And I'm like, this bar sucks when I'm not working. So bye. And I went home, and then I slept a lot. It's starting to be a bit cooler, and I couldn't be happier. Because it's finally long pants season. I hate my legs, and showing them is really awful for me. So hoodie season is approaching. It's not yet here, but it is approaching. I'm so pumped for this. I cannot wait. I can't wait. I don't know how you guys feel about the summer, but I've been pretty vocal. I fucking hate the summer. Okay, 2 minutes and two and a half minutes, and I already said the F word. I'm sorry. Yeah, this will fix the algorithm, right?
It's okay as long as it's like I believe as long as you don't open the show like within 7 seconds. I believe
it used to be 5 minutes before. Did you just lie to me?
No, like I think it was 7 seconds, like where you could not get monetized.
Okay.
And then it just kind of changes the algorithm after that. I believe I could be wrong, but we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out if someone shouts at me. yeah, the week 1000 without me having StreamYard access because of Sean's constipation. But I will never shut up about this, not until I have StreamYard access, just so I can put your beautiful people's comments on the display thingy. But enough about me rambling on and on. You know, we have an hour now. We're not 90 minutes. So, hi, guys. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you so, so, so very much. If you would like to support us even more with your clickety click, you can hit the thumbs up, please. It helps us out a lot. After you finish watching the video, please leave us a nice comment. If you're watching after we've had our live show, please share your thoughts. People which are joining us live in the live comments, please share all your opinions and thoughts with us. You're extremely important. We adore our fan base. Our fans of Coexisting, we adore you. Oh, I never. So if you like to support us with your money, you can always send a super chat. It's the bottom of the live chat, the little dollar sign on YouTube. Or you can send us HumperChat at HumperChats.com if you're watching on any other platform, or even if you're watching on YouTube, because it helps us keep a little bit more of the money. And I have a spider on my wall. Can you just start talking?
Yeah, go kill it. So I can, because spiders suck ass. Don't like them. Don't like spiders at all. But the big news that started today out was a Fightful Select report from our own Sean Rossap. He reported that Fightful has learned that Miro, formerly known as the artist formerly known as Rusev in the WWE, has requested his release from All Elite Wrestling. Miro, who has not wrestled for AEW at all this year in 2024, last winning a match at AEW World's End 2023, Fightful was told that Miro was sidelined longer than AEW expected after that match, but has been healthy for quite a while now. There was some consideration to use him in the AEW All-In Casino Gauntlet, and he had pitched working with Jon Moxley earlier this year. Miro and AEW were unable to get on the same page creatively, something that became somewhat common for the two sides over the recent years. Miro has only wrestled 7 matches for AEW in 2023 and only has wrestled 11 matches since December 2021. We have not heard if Miro has been granted his release or if there's interest from the WWE. Miro is earning into 7 figures. So, there you go. But, Maggie, Miro is one of your favorite people in wrestling. And I knew this was something that we would have to talk about right away, because we both love Miro, you know. I always talk about, I haven't talked about this in a while, but this is kind of how me and Sean, like, started, like, me and Sean became friends, because all my damn super chats at the beginning of when I started talking to Fightful were always Rusev-related. Always Rusev-related, and Sean just got to the point where he's like, he was DMing me options. He was sliding into my DMs telling me what was going on with Rusev. So,
how nice.
Yeah, it was nice. And they were pretty much the same updates. He, you know, but yeah. So we're both Rusev fans, but I know you are a bigger fan because you just.
Because I'm from the same country, right?
And same city.
Yeah, this is the exact same city. Yeah. Do you know what happens, right? You know what's going to happen.
Rusev Day. I hope so. I sure hope so.
Okay, yeah, that's what I ran to get before our show started. Just FYI. I fucking killed that spider, that by the way.
Yeah?
Huh?
You got the spider?
Yeah, I fucking murdered that asshole.
There you go.
What'd you say?
You don't fuck with spiders. Don't fuck with coexisting. Drop that.
No, we do not coexist with spiders whatsoever. And yes, I have not ever worn this shirt ever because, like, first of all, I want to frame it. I want to have it frame on the wall, and I don't ever want to because it's red. I do not agree with the color red. My skin, my tone, my hair, none of it. Yeah. So this is a wrestling show. Yeah. So, oh man, Miro, where do I start? Where are you on, if we talk about Miro's run in AEW,
what do you think of it? It started out so damn good. I think so. I thought it was
with
great.
With the best man gimmick?
Well, I'm talking about when he got the TNT championship like that.
Well, that is the only good thing that he did.
Yeah.
And his match against
I was interested when Lana or CJ came in. Mm-hmm. That was pretty intriguing for a little bit. I did enjoy that because I was just like, well, it's a matter of time before I thought they were just doing this to get she was trying to get Miro back into that redeemer type energy.
Okay.
Is what I thought she was doing. That's how I thought the storyline was going, but obviously it never got to that point. So the fact that that never happened is disappointing. Corey brings it up. His match with Eddie Kingston was awesome.
Yeah.
It sucks. I wish it would have worked out better for him. And you know, the one thing and I think every episode we say it, we're always pro talent, you know, we're always for the talent first. And I do hope that, he does get his, request. And the other thing is I hope he doesn't leave wrestling. We don't know what he wants to do.
Oh, he's too good.
Yeah. So I hope he doesn't go. I hope he doesn't leave the business I don't know. I'm just saying in general, I want him to stay in the business, whether he's in WWE, TNA, AEW, New Japan. I just want him to stay in the business. But that's talking about from my own wants. But what's more important is what's best for him, and that's what I want for him more than anything.
I would actually love it if he went to Japan. This was a conversation that a lot of people were having when even before he debuted in AEW, because like people still didn't know where he was gonna land after he got laid out from.
We are definitely your rated R show.
Superstar. So Jesus.
Get some. Yeah.
Yeah. So he came in with being a part of the Kip Sabian and Penelope Ford thing. He got people to sing What Is Love, Baby Don't Hurt Me during the pandemic, which will always be something that I will remember. Love, What Is Love, Baby Don't Hurt Me.
Hadaway.
It was so good. Yeah. And also, having that TNT championship, this will always have I will always have a soft spot for this because today in the weeds, when Jeremy and Joel talked about this exact same thing, Joel referred this, sweetie. Joe referred to this as the Maggie Rain, his TNT championship. Right? Yeah.
I honestly thought about that too.
This, yes, his TNT championship was the Maggie Rain because, again, I explained to everyone on Twitter, I will never see the world because the world doesn't have Twitter, what the championship design that he chose, what the design meant, what it represented. And afterwards, I laid out entirely what his championship reign was going to be and how long was it going to be and how many opponents he was going to have. Like, I laid it out perfectly. I was so right, and I will never shut up about this. They probably didn't plan it that way, but when they saw the tweet and they saw just how perfect it was, and Tony Khan went, yeah, we're gonna do that. I'm kidding. I don't know if that's what happened, but yeah, I will always have a soft spot for that because, like, me. And I don't care what anyone says, and probably I'm biased, but to me, he's the best TNT champion ever. It's ever existed.
So you don't want to put him on that Darby. You have him higher than your Darby.
Oh yeah, sure, of course. Yeah, the even better. He beat Darby for that championship.
I just, that's so good. I love just getting you going. That's all.
I know. The thing that stung the most was that he lost it to Sammy Guevara, and Sammy Guevara is the other. The other wrestler, I don't get. He's really good in the ring. Don't get me wrong. I will always, you know, it's just if I have something better to do, I'm not gonna watch a Sammy Guevara match. I don't know what this is. I have nothing against the dude, but it's not for me. But then he went, you know, and did the Redeemer thing, which was so good. Like, it had so much potential. And he did, you know, so many vignettes, you know, even one vignette when he was in a totally white room. And of course, knowing me, you know, I'm going to make a Twin Peaks reference about it. And this was even one of our first shows. If you remember, I totally talked about season 3 of Twin Peaks when I talked about a Miro segment. This was so stupid. We were still on Select, by the way. So this,
yeah, we were.
That's why I got away with that.
they're
better days, Robert.
Jeez. No, I know, but I'm just thinking back, like when I would, like when I'd get up at like 6:30 my time to make sure we would be able to do the show or something.
Remember those days?
Yeah, good times.
Yeah, because we recorded it, by the way. Yeah, we weren't live. Anyway, so he did that Redeemer shtick, which was good. It was really good. But then he got hurt. And I don't know if this was the reason why it got derailed, but like when he came back, he had like this banger of a match with Will Hobbs at last year's All Out. They both got the whole audience to chant meat.
Yeah.
Meat is awesome and stuff. It was so good. And because it was the week after All In, and I was there and I was incredibly deeply depressed. And this match made me feel so much better. Like, it was such nonsense. And it was a really, really wonderful match. Of course, his match against Eddie Kingston, like Corey said, his match against Bryan Danielson was so good during that tournament. It was like everything was so, so good. And like, everything stopped there. CJ debuted after all, during All Out, after the match. And like they eventually, you know, said that they were splitting up. Like, they made it quite public, and then like they both disappeared. And like, he was back and forth in Bulgaria and then to the States. To say that this came as a surprise would be me lying. my ass off because everyone knew that something fishy was going on. It was incredibly odd that AEW had a talent so good as Miro and then just chose not to put him on the air. It was always odd. And you knew that there was some sort of miscommunication, some sort of nonverbal agreement on creative. They didn't reach any middle ground, supposedly, which makes you think a lot about what that creative was and what Miro wanted to do in AEW and what AEW themselves wanted to do with Miro as a wrestler. Like, a lot of questions, a lot of question marks. It'll be, and I don't care if you guys say I'm biased. I think that wrestling will suffer a great loss if Miro decides to not wrestle anymore, because Miro brings a certain type of intensity in the ring and in his promos if he's given the green light to be creative or not. So as to where he goes from here, I think that we haven't seen Rusev on the level that he can be during Triple H's era in WWE. Also,
it will always baffle me. Oh, sorry. Yes. It will always baffle me that they went away from Rusev Day. It was so freaking over.
It's so stupid. But, like, I would like to think that if wrestlers, like, went over with the crowd as much as the Rusev Day thing went over, during this time now, during the time that Triple H is there, he will never, you know, make it go away just because he wasn't the one to think it up, you know, think about it. So I would like to think that because, and this is just me spitballing here because we don't even know what it's in Miro's head whatsoever. But I would like to, you know, remind everyone there is certain someone is making a farewell year. And I will definitely like to see John Cena versus Rusev again. And I would actually really, really want Rusev to beat the crap out of John Cena. And I would actually not mind whatsoever if he's the one to give John Cena's last pinfall or submission or whatever you want to call it. Because John Cena has never tapped out, right? Never.
That I could not tell you.
Jade, sweetie, I know you're in the chat. Please tell me. because he's passed out. He's been pinned, sure, but has he tapped out?
I don't think he's ever tapped out.
I don't think he's ever tapped out. But if he tapped out to the accolade, just please tell. Give me that.
He might have tapped out when like Seth Rollins. Oh, is that what it? Oh, okay. Kurt Angle.
Well, Kurt Angle doesn't count now, does he, Spencer? Kurt Angle doesn't count.
So you're talking since he became like John Cena, like
yeah.
Okay, gotcha. I understand what you're saying.
Definitely doesn't count. Oh, Jesus.
Chris Jericho made him tap out.
Ew.
The learning tree. Ugh. Good God.
Jesus. So me having this reaction was probably unprofessional and I don't give a crap. Yeah. Okay. Wow. So we're about to see. But yes, happy Rusev Day.
Yeah.
Forever and ever. I haven't even removed the tag.
Yeah, I see that.
You know, I haven't even removed that. I really don't want to. You know, it's like a new era hat, like when you don't remove the sticker from, you know, from
another,
the thing.
Another wrestler has to.
Okay. Are we talking about the same Mexican?
No, we're talking about Canadian.
Oh, Wait, which one?
Benoit.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I didn't really know how to.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Alberto Del Rio, and I'm like, did he really tap out John Cena? Okay, so
I think that's who. In 2003, it would have been Benoit.
2003. Okay. Well, this is stupid. How, like, why are these people tapping out John Cena? This is just fucking ridiculous.
Well, that was, I mean, let's be honest here. 2003, that was really before John Cena was the John Cena of the WWE. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't the face that ran the place at that time. I mean, I know that's AJ's shtick, but when you think about it.
Yes.
He was the face of the company, and. But yeah, very interesting. We'll see where he goes. But
yeah, incredibly so. I would never mind if he goes to TNA, have some bangers with Josh Alexander.
Banger after banger.
Yes. Also, just reunite the League of Nations. Like, this is like, replace the Mexican with either Andrade or Dragon Lee. You know, I'm talking about Alberto Del Rio, you know, I just really don't want to say his name. Reunite the League of Nations. And like, everyone hated that. I loved it because it was Rusev, Sheamus, Wade Barrett in one group. Like, how can you hate on that? How can you possibly hate on that? I adore that. And they won on WrestleMania. Everyone was booing, and I'm like on my couch. So happy. Yeah, the time will tell on Miro / Rusev, or whatever he wants to call himself. But would it be weird if during the Royal Rumble, Rusev Udre, Rusev Machka?
That would be pretty cool. I know you would.
It's going to be so good. I'll freak out. And like Rob said, we are always going to support the wrestlers. And if the rest, mind you, like, his contract in AEW runs through spring of 2026. Yeah. So, like, that's a year and a half.
Yep.
A year and a half. So him wanting his release, it's probably going to tell you that he wants to wrestle somewhere else, or at least that's how I understand it. Because if he just wants to just do stuff, he can just sit on his couch and do stuff and getting paid for a year and a half. Yeah. And that's,
I agree with that. That's why it's like, I agree with you, but we'll move on from the Rusev talk. Maggie, the dream that you've been wanting.
Oh, yes, yes. Please tell me how big of a nightmare I'm going to get.
Yeah.
Maggie, everyone fucking hates me over at WWE headquarters. Oh, how can we make Maggie's life even more miserable? Oh, I get it. One more hour of SmackDown.
Yes, SmackDown going 3 hours for a little while. As we know, Raw is going 2 hours starting
It's
October.
Not even during the time when Raw is going to be 2 hours. It's different time. It's starting January 1st, right?
Yeah. What?
The 3 hour SmackDown. No.
No, SmackDown starts in October.
Okay. So, like, when Raw goes to 2 hours, SmackDown goes to three. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Yep.
This is fucking ridiculous.
Now the question is, does Raw go 3 hours and does SmackDown stay 3 hours?
I just started hiccuping.
He's got nervous.
At the thought of having fucking 6 hours of main roster content on WWE and then an extra 2 hours when it comes to NXT. And these are just the main shows. I'm not talking about Level Up, well, no one watches, by the way. I'm not talking about, you know, dark matches and what else? Just stuff. That's Please don't. Just don't. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? This is
3 hours of goodness.
Yay.
I'm really surprised that they're going 3 hours on a Friday night, but oh well.
I would never go 3 hours on a Friday night.
I said them that time. I mean, it sounds like there's a party and everybody's coming. Anyways.
Sorry. That's just, so we might as well mush the two things together, because right now on SmackDown, we have both Cody and Roman Reigns, correct? So what happened this past Friday, Rob, we're going to do the Cooper effect after we talk about,
we mush
these two things together. So what happened on last week's SmackDown was, so Triple H came out and introduced the steel cage match between Solo Sikoa and Cody Rhodes for the Undisputed Heavyweight Championship. So they did a match. Cody wins. And then, you know, the Bloodline get involved in everything, you know, Bloodline stuff. And then Roman Reigns comes out. And Roman Reigns' entrance was longer than the match was. So, like, that's... like, he takes care of everyone. He shuts the door, the cage, and everything. You know, the shtick. That's, you know, that's probably it. And then Nick Aldis is just incredibly, incredibly smart and brilliant and stuff. And he says, why not, you know, Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes take on Solo Sikoa and Jacob Fatu, which is something that we saw a mile away, you know. Shocking and everything. And like Cody was like, no, nah, like I'm done with the Bloodline. That's Roman Reigns' problem. And then at the end of the show, they exchanged some words. Girls of Destiny attack him from behind, and Cody says, yeah, okay, I'll do the match. Like, I got massive John Cena vibes when he said no to Bray Wyatt for WrestleMania. And then Bray Wyatt said two words and John Cena was like, yeah, okay, I'll do it. This is exactly the same. Yeah, exactly the same. Cody Rhodes, okay. What is, like, why?
Sorry, that popped me. Hold on.
Okay. Hi, Alex, sweetie. Glad to see you in the chat. It's, why can I can't. Is Cody as champion working for you? I have no idea what's going on. I rooted for him so much to dethrone Roman, and now that it's happened, it's not working. Like, I feel like he hasn't had any believable competitors, but I don't know if that's it. Like, he's legitimately Homelander right now because he worked so much. Get to the top and dethrone the person that was there, meaning, you know, Jensen Ackles. And then he goes away for a while and everyone likes Cody. And then Jensen Ackles, aka Roman Reigns, he returns and Cody's like, wait, what? What? What's happening? He's legitimately Homelander, the thing that he never wanted to be over at AEW. I don't know. Listen. It's what do you think about this? Why is he acting? What?
Adrenaline is in his soul.
Oh, this is why he changed his mind, like a 13-year-old who doesn't want to try cigarettes, but then she's like, oh, okay, let's try it because all the cool kids are doing it.
I think what it is with Cody and WWE, I think he realized, and this is me without knowing, so I could be, this is me
sure.
with a theory. I think he just realized that this was his shot at being the John Cena of the WWE, like with the attention that kids were giving him, I think that he realized that was his shot, and and I could be completely wrong, but that's what I'm going with. But that's just how I feel about it. I've been okay with the title reign. Granted, the last time we got to see AJ Styles, and he's wrestled AJ, and for the past couple months, it's been with, we had the Kevin Owens match. That wasn't really, I don't even consider that a feud. Now you have the Bloodline.
Again.
And I think this, I'm hoping that this crap ends after Bad Blood, because I really, really want Bloodline versus Bloodline at Survivor Series. That's what I want. Will I get that? Probably not, the way it feels. But I can.
Well, they still have time.
Oh, they do. I'm just going based on when, and that's the thing. I think they do have time, and I'm very curious to see how they do that, because I think that, and this is kind of skipping a little bit, but I have a feeling, I think Jay is going to win the title. I think Jay is going to beat Bron Breakker. However, I'm going to add something to it. Either he's going to win, this is going to sound stupid. He's either going to win the title, or somebody in the Bloodline is going to cost him the title.
Okay.
And that's how he's going to get back with Roman. Sure. That's what I think is going to happen. Either like, they're going to put the title on him to make this match bigger. Even though it doesn't really need it. But I think in the end, the thing that makes the most sense is having somebody in the Bloodline cost him that Intercontinental title.
But why? Like, they haven't been.
I know. That's the thing. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how they do it.
But well, WWE's
WWE's been doing well at explaining things lately than they've been in a long, long time. So I'll give them the benefit of the doubt right now.
They've probably been talking to Kevin Owens a lot.
Yeah, I mean, even like with the NXT thing, like when Bloodline showed up in NXT, they made it make sense. We didn't expect and they it.
Nothing about it ever since.
Yeah, ever since. But I mean, either way, but
we will get to find out if Cody and Roman can coexist.
Yeah, I know.
We haven't done this in a long time. Like, they haven't done this in a while. Yeah. It was so exciting. It was so exciting.
So my thing is, if this match ends with like Cody and like, let's say, I'm already expecting like a accidental punch from Cody or Roman. Like,
absolutely.
I'm already planning that happening. My thing is I want the War Games match. I want Roman in the War Games match. I don't want Cody in the War Games match. I want Cody.
Oh, you don't want Cody there?
No, I don't know. It's hard to say. It's really
maybe you should have thought about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, War Games match is always 5-on-5, right? So,
is it though?
I guess it can be 4-on-4. I mean, it can be.
Well, there were four members of the Undisputed Era, so.
That's true. And, too.
Yeah.
Good point. Good point. Anyways, I don't know, but. I just know.
Guys, like, you can always send us super chats to if you want us to talk about whatever it is. You can,
I know is I just want Sammy in that match. Sure. I just want, but that, like, more than
on Roman's side, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I want Jay and Sammy to goof off. And then at the end, Roman cracks and goose off with them.
Oh God, that'd be.
Yeah, it's gonna be so good. Like
just something, like even
just something, yeah.
I mean, just something. Just bring it back for us. Fans like that stuff, and hell, you could even bring back the Oosie like moment, even though it won't be the same. I mean, you can do stuff like that. It's just bring it back. You know, fans.
So you're saying you're saying that Sammy will not beat Gunther?
Oh, I don't know. No.
No, right? Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
I think that's... the person that's going to be Gunther is, and his name is John Cena. I really
Stop it.
It's just how I feel.
You and everyone else, which is everyone else on Earth, stop saying that. What? Jesus. Yeah. Let's just do a Cooper effect and then continue with the New Day. Okay?
Yeah, Jesus. That's how I can just end us. If I need to get out of like something, just bring up John Cena, and that'll
yeah,
be it for Maggie.
Beating Gunther. Like, that's gonna do it.
Enough of this horse shit, she says. All right, little Cooper effect action coming up for you.
Yeah. Okay, so you the fucking assholes who think that who think that people that, like, you know, little children, you know, knowing about technology when they're 4 years old is a bad thing. Let me tell you why you're fucking wrong. So this lovely little kid's mother had a seizure, and the 4-year-old knew about technology so much that, you know, via Alexa called her grandmother, and so her grandmother came in and helped her mother because, like, it was life-threatening. So her mother's phone was locked, and she didn't know how to open the phone. So she used Alexa to call her grandmother, and so everything was okay. So every time you open up your fat mouth and say, kids having technology nowadays, it's so awful. Like, we used to play outside in the dirt and everything, and we called, like, caught so many, you know, different diseases from the dirty ground and stuff. Like, you can all go fuck yourselves. Because, like, when people like this lovely little girl are capable of calling the emergency people to save their mother's lives, that's also something good. So shut the fuck up and go touch some grass and have sex or whatever. So what do you think about the New Day segment from this week's Raw? That was quite a segue.
I got nothing.
I was good on this one, okay? Because I was searching for a Cooper effect, and I'm like, okay, so this is good. But, like, everyone was like, technology and children. You go outside and play. Get your, you know.
Nothing like the Cooper effect to bring a good positive story and Maggie dropping, like, 6 F-bombs with it.
The New Day.
The New Day, they've been hinting on Raw that there's stuff going down between Kofi and Xavier. Xavier's having he's just kind of fed up and just don't know what's going on. And, you know, like, I know a lot of people online are speculating, like, there's only one person that can fix it. And maybe, I hope they go that way, but I don't know necessarily think it's wrestling wise. I mean, I would love to see Big E make an appearance on Raw. Absolutely. Instead of a pre-show. But that's how I hope they fix the system. I don't want New Day to split up at all. That I know. That's really the only thing I can say. Like I said, that's all I could say. And then I just realized that I'm like, I got more.
That's fine. Like, you rarely speak so much and you're so passionate about something. So go ahead and just, you know.
Well, the one thing I do like is that this goes back to Xavier Woods' feud with Karrion Kross. And it kind of shows that Karrion Kross was right. And I know there's not many of us out there, but I'm a big fan of Karrion Kross. I think he's awesome. I know he doesn't really get the chance or the opportunity, and he hasn't been given much. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I find it hilarious that they technically have two managers for the three of them, and then neither of them talk. Yeah. I just find that
at all. I mean, like, he's doing all ironic the talking.
I just find it ironic, but it's. I think ironic is the right word for that, but yet hilarious. But I do hope Big E is makes an appearance to fix things. And I did say Killer Cross, right? I meant Kyrian, but yeah, you guys know. Yeah, thank you.
It's exactly like us calling Nathan Fraser Ben Carter, because it's so much better than
Nathan Fraser Walter, but
Well, Gunther, like, he's done a lot for himself, and that's fine. Like, I'm okay with Gunther right now, because but like Walter, if whenever he's ready to go back to that, I'll be here for that.
Yeah,
I know it's not probably not
better
gonna
than
happen.
Butch, so
right. I think that everyone can agree to that. Yeah. So New Day, I believe that they've been extremely vocal about not wanting to split up ever. And if they do ever decide to go on their separate ways, they just go on their separate ways, and they just break the fucking wheel of tag teams splitting up just for the sake of splitting up. Because I cannot, for the life of me, remember the last time they successfully split up a tag team with purpose. Usos were a good call. I mean, Jey Uso matches haven't been exactly hitting for me, but you're right, and he's probably going to beat Bron Breakker for the IC Championship, and I'm kind of sad for that, but that's a different story. A lot of Big E references in this New Day thing on this Monday night. I mean, he has to show up, right? Because, like, seeing him on pre-shows, while great, because he does provide a certain point of view on a lot of stuff that we aren't used to that much. Because Big E, as much as he was a fucking treasure in the ring, on the microphone, he's exactly as smooth as he is in the ring. I appreciate him on commentary, on his analysis. Like, I know he doesn't, you know, do the the raw analysis of stuff, but like, he does provide a certain point of view that others don't. I would like to see him here, because like, he's been a part of the story. His name getting mentioned isn't a normal thing on Raw. So I hope that this gets moving, because I don't think I want to live in a world where the New Day have turned on each other. That's a pretty fucked up world, and I refuse to. Like, you know, the power of positivity and everything, like, it's the power of positivity itself as a slogan can go fuck itself, because it's fucking stupid. And I, like, positivity? No, like, feel your emotions and don't bury them in fucking useless positivity. No. Like, never do that. The power of positivity can only come with pancakes. And when you can't cook for shit, there's nothing you can do about it. And when you don't have fucking cereal to take your fucking sugar, you can't fucking do anything about it too. I'm not pissed off about this, guys. I'm just, you know, it's... You're muted, by the way, just so you know.
Yep, yeah, I got it. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you can't tell me that, you know, when you're sad about something and you just stay positive, you automatically, all your problems go away, because that's the stupidest thing ever. Satan will want you to feel your feelings, okay? Like, I actually have had two coffees, but it's like 11 p.m. and I want to go to bed. That's probably it. Dynamite.
Yeah. AEW Dynamite. So, Maggie, Will Ospreay, Ricochet.
We can talk really, really quick about Hangman and just how haughty he is for kicking Jeff Jarrett. What? Because do you know what happened? Like, everyone here knows what happened, like, on Dynamite, if they've watched, of course. He was like, the entire locker room wants to kick your ass, and they want to have a match against you. And, like, Hangman's like, yeah, so? And I'm like, this is so original, Jeff Jarrett. I'm going to kick your ass. That is so original. Exactly like it was back in the day when you were relevant, sweetie. So original. And I'm about to become an even bigger fan of Hangman Adam Page. He's about to become the hottest thing there.
Well, you know, something that's very interesting, Maggie.
What?
Hey, Maggie. I hope you're doing well. This is Rob Lowe. I know it's been a while, but Wardlow wanted to let you know that he's doing pretty good. He hopes to return soon, and if everything goes right, I'll go ahead and let you in on a secret. He said if everything goes right, he's hoping to go into a program with Double J, Jeff Jarrett. That's JEFFJARRELT. Talk to you later. Yeah, he just left that message.
Just left the message, okay.
Yep, just left it. Like, I can't even...
Yeah.
My God.
It's so nice of him.
Yeah, he's a big fan of ours. Yeah.
Sure.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, that is probably going to be so incredibly satisfying, and I will want nothing more than for Hangman to end Jeff Jarrett's career. And now we can talk about Will Ospreay versus Ricochet that we're about to see in 2 weeks on free television. How do you feel about that?
I'm okay with it. I know some people were not, like, some people don't get it. I'm okay with it. I think it's one of those things where you just do it because you can, right? I mean, that's...
I mean, I can do a lot of stuff, but I don't because... jail.
Okay, good point. I'll give you that. But I preferred that it would have been a pay-per-view? Sure. But, or at least at Grand Slam? Sure. But, okay, you know.
I understand why they're trying to make a big deal out of you tuning in to the 5-year anniversary of Dynamite. This is what this is. I see it as them trying to make each and every week Dynamite being a show that you cannot possibly miss. Because Dynamite Grand Slam is already an enormous show. Like, a lot of stuff are at stakes, okay?
Yeah.
So how are they going to make next week's Dynamite an even bigger, you know, show? Even bigger, I don't know if I can call it an even bigger show, but the 5-year anniversary, like, it's five-year anniversary of your company's first televised episode of Dynamite. It's probably going to be a big thing. So let's see what other things happen. And I wouldn't mind if this actually main events the show, because it's pretty big. I did listen to a lot of people's opinions about that, and what they can do to make this a bigger deal is for them to show actual footage of their previous, you know, encounters. Because like, for people who only watch AEW, and there are people like that, and for people who have never watched AEW and are now going to tune in just to see what Ricochet does. And who is this Will Ospreay that everyone's, you know...
Billy Ospreay,
Willy Wonka? Yeah. So they're probably gonna have to show a bunch of, you know, footage. Make it matter for the people who haven't watched them face each other previously. I cannot wait for this match. And that's, yes, Soupy. So, yeah,
I can't wait for it either. It's gonna kick ass. But we do have two super chats here. Soupy says, "Never was a Cooper effect." That, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. I try.
Another one from Soupy. Thank you, sir. The return of Rob Lowe. Yeah, the fact that he...
I didn't see it coming. I mean, yeah. Like, to see Rob Lowe more than Wardlow?
Yeah, it's, who would have thought?
Imagine that. By the way, sweetie, Wardlow, I know you're watching. Follow Miro.
Maggie, I know that was a surprise. You're not going to believe this one.
Somebody say what? Jeff Jarrett. That's JeffJarrett.
Yeah. I am so good at this. It's freaking great.
No.
Everybody, you know, I'm coming for Maggie. Every single one of them.
No. Oh, I'm going to cry.
Maniacal laugh.
Oh my God. Why? Not Tempest. What did you do to me?
Yep. I'm happy. I'm good. I'm damn good.
I have no friends. Okay, that I took personally.
Man, I hit you with a double whammy today, Rob Lowe, and now Tempest. I mean, holy hell! Jesus, what the hell?
Okay, I'm depressed now.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hurt you, but Maggie.
Anyway, let's talk about Grand Slam.
AEW Grand Slam taking place next week. Fifa will be there. Kate, Miss Kate Fabe, who is also a Double J Jeff Jarrett fan,
which also betrayed me.
And Sean Ross Sapp, who also betrayed you.
Also betrayed me, yeah.
And constipated. Will be at Arthur Ashe Stadium.
Constipated Sean Ross Sapp.
I hope they, at least for your... Okay, well, then that actually wouldn't be working in your favor. I was hoping they would jaywalk for you, but that probably wouldn't happen. Anyways, guys, AEW Grand Slam taking place at Arthur Ashe Stadium next week. We don't usually do predictions for non-pay-per-views, but, you know, they've already announced 5 matches, so we say, what the hell, we like to live dangerously.
And I'm also depressed about Tempest now, so let's talk about something else.
So we'll do predictions real quick before we head out. Maggie, who you got in this match is none other than Jon Moxley taking on Darby Allin.
Well, fucking hopefully Jon Moxley kills Darby Allin. Fucking murders the guy. Okay? And then hugs me because Tempest did the double J.
I have a feeling that... Okay. Well, it's going to be hard to say, but I think Darby wins because Wheeler Yuta cost Jon Moxley the match. That's what I hope happens.
Really? I actually think that Yuta joins the BCC.
Yeah, it might happen. We know I suck at predictions, so we might as well just go with I might as well just suck at them all together. Next match, Mariah May taking on Yuka Sakazaki. This title's not changing hands as much as I like Yuka. It's just not happening. Mariah May.
Yeah, Mariah May is going to win this match.
We go to the Tag Team Championship match. The Bucks of Youth, the Young Bucks, defending their AEW World Tag Team Championships against Will Ospreay and Kyle Fletcher. I don't think these titles are changing hands, Maggie. What about you?
No, they're not changing hands. Kyle Fletcher will get pinned. Kyle Fletcher was the one to pin Matt Jackson on this week's Dynamite. Mm-hmm. I think that it was Matt Jackson. Okay. So Kyle Fletcher will actually, for me, is going to be the one to take the pin here so that Will Ospreay can remain, you know, protected. Also, I can definitely see Takeshita in this because, like, there was a lot of tension between Takeshita and Will Ospreay in the six-man tag. Takeshita wanted to tag in, but Will Ospreay didn't let him. And then Takeshita slapped him on the, you know, on the back for a ridiculously, you know, nasty tag.
Yep. Hook defending his FTW championship against Roddy Strong. I'm going to have to say that Hook retains at home.
There's no way Hook's losing. I'm sorry. I'm sending a message to Tempest.
Yeah, I know. I already know who you're sending a text to after this happens. We will go to the main event. If he's cleared, which he better be cleared. Otherwise, people are going to go nuts, obviously. He's cleared. Come on. Anyways, AEW World Championship match. Bryan Danielson defending his title against Mr. Nigel McGuinness.
There's no way. Okay. But the weird thing is that this match isn't for the title.
Oh, that's right. It's not. I just forget about that every time.
It's not for the title.
I know. And I just say that like it is. And yeah, it's not for the title.
Yeah, but like, it's not for the title. Why isn't it for the title? Is Nigel McGuinness winning?
I'm starting to wonder now.
Yeah, it's so weird. I mean, I suppose that they can say that it's not for the title because Nigel McGuinness hasn't earned it, because like he's hasn't done anything apart from, you know, being in a Gauntlet Casino match at, like, for the first time in years ever since he wrestled. I can understand that, but like, I don't think Bryan Danielson's losing this match.
Yeah, me neither.
I really don't. I really, really don't.
All right, Maggie, this was our first episode that's going to go right at a little over an hour, but plug your shit.
Guys, you can follow me on Twix or Instagram. I'm so depressed about Tempest right now that I can't even do my shtick. You can follow me on Twix or Twitter or whatever. Fuck it. At Maggie underscore IK. And on Instagram,
Woo, I got her
at Maggie.ik. You got me. Like, we've been doing this for 3 years now. You got me for the first time in 3 years. I'm so fucking pissed off right now.
Yeah, you can tell Maggie's dropped 12 F bombs, if not more.
Yeah, today. You can fucking plug your shit too, Robert. Damn it.
13. Guys, follow me at Rob Wilkins on X. Also on Instagram at Fightful Rob, along with Threads on Fightful Rob. Follow me on Threads at Fightful Rob. And again, every Friday right here, if Maggie decides to return on Fightful Overbooked at 3 o'clock Eastern, we will be here. Want to say thank you again, guys, for tuning in. We appreciate you so much, and we hope you have a great weekend, and we will see you next week. Peace out, my homies. Bye-bye.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this act, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AskMePeople, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.